We welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. I'd like us to continue with our discussion of the grammar and usage of the English noun. I have two areas in mind. The first covers the irregular plural forms of some count nouns, and these are mostly non-native English words.
And the second?
The second area has to do with ways of giving the notion of singularity or oneness to non-count nouns.
By this, I suppose you mean expressions like a piece of information and so on?
Yes. So let's begin. First, there are words which originally came from the Greek language and which have become part of formal literary English. One of them is the word phenomenon, and the spelling is
phenomenon.
Phenomenon, which means
any natural or social happening or fact that we can perceive with one of the senses is a phenomenon.
Thus, we talk of a strange phenomenon.
A social phenomenon. A historical phenomenon.
A natural phenomenon.
A tsunami is as strange a phenomenon as an eclipse of the moon.
The plural of phenomenon is phenomena, whose spelling is
phenomena.
Phenomena.
A number of strange phenomena occurred that year. An eclipse of the sun, an eclipse of the moon, and unidentified flying objects.
And of course, the recent destructive tidal wave, which is called tsunami.
All these are unusual natural phenomena.
Other Greek words in this category are criterion, whose plural is criteria. It is important to remember that criteria is a plural noun. We say,
these two criteria are suspect. I don't feel comfortable with them.
Please avoid a sentence like,
I have proposed a criteria for our consideration.
Two interesting and common words from Greek are the count nouns,
crisis, spelled C-R-I-S-I-S,
and
analysis, spelled A-N-A-L-Y-S. I-S.
Crisis is a singular noun. Its plural is crises. Crises. The spelling of crises is
C-R-I-S-E-S.
Crises. Compare with the singular
C-R-I-S-I-S. Crisis.
The singular and plural forms are spelled differently and pronounced differently. The word crisis simply means a period of great difficulty or danger. For example,
the economic crisis is not over yet. We are still in a crisis. Let's not deceive ourselves.
His fever has reached a crisis.
In two of the sentences, the singular count noun appeared twice. In the construction,
a crisis,
preceded by the indefinite article A, and it would be wrong to precede the singular crisis with the unstressed some or with a zero article. Thus, the following are wrong sentences.
We are still in some crisis.
Wrong sentence.
We are still in crisis.
Another wrong sentence.
His fever has reached crisis.
That's also wrong.
His fever has reached some crisis.
This is also wrong. The plural of crisis is crises, as already explained. Here's an example of its use.
The PLP government is at least having it easy. We haven't seen any crisis yet.
Well, they are enjoying the usual honeymoon.
It's been a relatively long honeymoon period, wouldn't you say so? The last GLP government didn't have it so easy.
No, I don't remember. There were crises galore during the first 6 months. They traversed several crises within that period.
Moving from one crisis to another.
I could count four crises in 9 weeks.
The difference in writing and pronunciation of the two words is important. So is the difference in grammar. Now to the second part of our lesson. We know that non-count nouns are not used in the plural, but sometimes it becomes necessary for us to express the idea that a mass noun is experienced as a single individuated thing which can be enumerated or counted.
As in, for example, beer put into a bottle and corked.
Yes, that's a good example. Normally, liquid beer is an undivided mass without boundaries or divisions. But when packed into bottles or poured into several glasses, we experience it as separate countable things.
As in a bottle of beer.
A liter of beer.
A glass of beer.
7 bottles of beer.
Several liters of beer.
Precisely what I mean. So that beer is no longer a mass of substance, but a substance experienced as individuated or countable.
I suppose it can be said of water.
Yes, but English has idiomatic ways of handling non-count nouns in this way, individuating them so that they can be pluralized.
Could you illustrate this for us?
I shall, possibly tomorrow, since we do not have enough time. So please remember to tune in tomorrow. Till then, it's goodbye from us.